You're listening to SBS News.
A traditional Fijian welcome for a delegation of island nations. Leaders from Pacific countries meeting with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Suva for the Pacific Islands Forum to discuss climate action, development and security throughout the region. One of those in attendance was the President of Nauru, Baron Waka, who took no time to delve into the region's most pressing issue.
Climate change is the single greatest threat to our blue Pacific region.
His words were echoed by his Pacific Island counterparts, concerned that rising sea levels will destroy their home communities. The UN Secretary General was there to listen to their stories, himself frustrated by the lack of progress in reducing the impacts of climate change.
Our goal is to limit the growth of temperature to the end of the century to 1.5 degrees. We are not on track to reach that goal.
Pacific Island nations have been at the forefront of calling for environmental action for 20 years. Mr. Guterres's visit is seen as recognition for their leading role. He's also said to be marshalling them ahead of the climate summit in New York in September. But while the Secretary General is calling on all countries to cut emissions, he was reluctant to comment on Australia's stance.
If I have learned something in more than 20 years of political life, is that foreigners should never get involved in electoral debates of a country.
Samoa's President Tuileipa Salele was more open to discussing Australia's election, saying he's keeping his hopes high.
Coal production and politics in Australia. I think we should not worry too much about it. The question will be answered by the voters themselves. And let us just keep our fingers crossed.
The UN is calling for all nations to cut emissions by at least 45% over the next decade. Labor's policy meets the UN goal, while the LNP is aiming for a 28% reduction. The UN's goal is net zero emissions by 2050, as is Labor's, but the coalition's target is unknown. As the meeting in Fiji is just days ahead of the federal election, Australia could only be represented by a leading diplomat. The Pacific leaders, who were present, however, were united on climate change and received strong support from the UN Secretary General.
Pacific Island states have a huge moral authority to do so. The Pacific Island states do not contribute to climate change, but they are in the first line of the negative impacts of climate change.
The smallest states taking the strongest stand, and not for the first time. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.